Hello, my name is Olivia, and I'm here at the Walkley Foundation's conversation about why journalism matters.
I asked a few members of the audience some questions about journalism, and here are their answers. Firstly, I asked them why journalism matters.
Journalism matters because I believe it is the bedrock of a good democratic society.
I think it matters because I think the public have a right to information.
Well, the public need to know the truth and they need to learn what's happening in the world and who it's coming from. Otherwise, if the government's in control, it's propaganda.
Because it does.
No, because it helps the public, keeps the public open to all the happenings in, like, big corporations and keeps them accountable and keeps the public aware of what's going on around them.
I think it's really important, especially in the society we're in, that there's a bit of, I don't know, checking what goes on and what's said. Now we're in such a technological age. I think it's really easy to just spread mistruths, and I think journalism's really good at holding everyone to account.
Because we need to hold power to account.
I think because in our current world we're getting so much misinformation, you really need some serious, hardcore journalism to tell people what's important and why it matters to them.
Because, like, if we don't have journalists, then we're not going to know what's going on in, like, the news and everything.
It's important to have people who, I guess, are dedicated to giving us unbiased information, unlike politicians and many other people. So if it's our job to do that, then, yeah, hopefully everyone will understand what's actually going on in the world and not having this biased view.
I guess people need to know, like, both sides to it, like, and not both, like, all sides to it, in fact. Like, the media is very hell-bent on, like, putting out their agenda, so we need to be very objective about it and see the facts as it is, and yeah, that's why, yeah.
Because journalists have the expertise and the time to consider the issues and write about it for the general public.
Okay, I think it matters because, it's important for people to have a voice, and it's important for people to be able to step outside of their kind of echo chamber of information, and so I guess we facilitate that.
I think journalism helps balance the power a little bit. Too much power in any one corner is a bad thing.
Because people need to be informed about what's happening around the world, and yeah.
I think journalism matters when we're, as a society, there's a lot of hate and a lot of misconceptions spread, particularly the rise of fake news in media. So I think journalism is really important to keep the integrity and honesty in media and in people's minds as what is important and not rumours.
Secondly, I asked them, what is their main source for the news?
My main source of journalism and the way I access it would be through apps from media organisations, so the digital apps of the ABC, The Age, SBS, BBC, The Guardian.
Definitely, I'd say social media and television are a balance, because I watch the news a lot, but then I'm also on social media all the time, so I get a bit of both, you know?
So I prefer just online, like my laptop, and I read ABC, SBS and Vogue.
Probably phone apps like the ABC app, SBS app, Guardian app, BBC app. Yeah, my main source of news.
Normally online. Normally the websites like The Guardian, or normally if I have time, TV or radio, but it's mainly easy to do it online or through social media.
Social media for sure, but there are also times when I refer to the browser instead, because sometimes I don't really believe what I see on social media. Because this course clearly told me to be skeptical of everything I see, and we see how far that took me. But other than social media, I use a lot of Flipboard. That's a news curating app, which is really good.
ABC, the Jakarta Post, Times Magazine. It's probably more. But yeah, Reuters, pretty one of them.
The New York Times, The Age, and Al Jazeera.
I use a few apps. I use Inkle, ABC mostly by default. ABC News Breakfast. I listen to an ABC podcast sometimes in the shower. Probably that, and then just a million other tiny places that, yeah.
Like what channels or whatever. I watch my TV, so like I watch like SBS or ABC or Nine News or Seven News and all that. Yeah, so mainly like television or internet, obviously, yeah.
ABC, SBS, New York Times, The Guardian, New Yorker, Al Jazeera, yep.
Right, so I usually get my news off my news app, so that includes ABC, Guardian, I see, that's local, but then I also see BBC or whatever. But like, I've recently been like, someone advised me that like, try and challenge your viewpoint. So like, if you read Guardian, also try and read The Fox, which is like two different types and of stuff, and like, try and get like, try and get both sides of the argument kind of stuff. But other than that, I do see stuff that comes out on my Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, stuff like that. So, yeah.
News apps.
My main source, journalism.
So, mainly apps and podcasts. And I try to do like a wide range. So, I'm subscribed to both The Age and The Australian. I listen to the ABC radio in the car. Some like daily podcasts and stuff. Yeah. Try to get big variety.
I actually have a bit of a variety. My mum's a journalist, so I've always like it's always been impressed into me that that was really important. So I mean, you know, online apps, but I also do a little bit of print journalism too. There's a really great magazine called Delayed Gratification. It is English, but they do like long term, so it's a quarterly published magazine, and they do like the last 3 months in review.
Internet and television.
So generally I read like The Guardian, ABC News is really good, Crikey, local newspapers, but also I like to read like Al Jazeera and stuff as well to see what's going on in the world.
I listen to a lot of news podcasts, so there are podcasts by The Guardian and the ABC that I listen to. I use social media as a platform to get news quickly, as news publications will tweet when they've got news stories out, rather than having to look at each individual paper or program, so videos as well, using Twitter as my main source.
And lastly, I asked if they paid for the news.
I pay for one organisation, and that's the New York Times, because they're probably the most worth it, and also they're the cheapest. I pay like $1 a week. It's a total steal.
No. But I buy a magazine, like, then, like, I used to, but not anymore. They just don't sell them anymore, I feel like. Like, do, but not really.
I mean, yeah.
And they're expensive, but...
No.
Well, I just found out that we get The Age for free here, so that saves me a bit of money. Other than that, normally it's the free online I can get, like The Guardian and other, like, the Inkle is a good news app, so normally the ones I can get for free.
No, I don't, actually. Because I refer to the free but reliable websites.
Yeah, but it's not specific news organizations. There's this app website called Inkle, which is pretty good. You pay 1 cent per article.
No. I don't, except my dad subscribes to The Australian, so I use his account, so take that as you will. And with Inkle, you have to pay whenever you read a story, but I just read the headlines and then loophole. So no, I do not.
No.
Yes, actually, The Age. Yes. Print and online, so both. Yeah, I get it delivered on the weekend.
Besides The Economist, no. No, yeah.
No.
Yes, apart from the ABC, which is paid for through my taxes, I pay for The Guardian, I pay for Crikey, I pay for Fairfax. Now 9 newspapers.
Yes.
Do I pay for my journalism? No, I don't, unfortunately. As a poor uni student, I don't actually spend much money on journalism, but I would love to. I I should.
That, do I pay for any journalism? I pay for sports journalism, so any sports journalism magazines I'll pay for. But I'm a big believer in free media. I think free media is really important. I think journalists should be paid, and paid a good amount of money, because journalists do a lot of hard work, and I think all journalists should be paid good money and no one should be underpaid, but I do believe in free media and free access to media.
After listening to the audience, we can conclude that when it comes to matters of journalism and how we consume it, we all have varied and diverse opinions. Thank you for listening.